You're a political scientist, but your work in economics focuses on something called common resources. What is that, and what specifically have you found in that area?
In particular, it's been common pool resources, and those would be resources that are large enough that it is very costly to exclude anyone from using, but my use subtracts from your use. So let's think of a fishery. Most fisheries are large enough that it's hard to get a boundary. You don't have a fence around a fishery. But if I capture a ton of fish in my boat, that ton of fish isn't available to you. And the incentive that was posited as dominant 30 years ago was that everyone would go in and capture as much as they could. And in ocean fisheries, that is the tragedy. So in ocean fisheries, we have very large vessels going around trying to capture as much as they could. But in inshore fisheries, there have been many that have been successfully managed for long periods of time until they are told that they don't have the authority and it's taken away from them.
So it's a question of governance and behavior.
Governance and helping people develop mechanisms to monitor one another and to gain trust that it is safe to do this costly thing of following the rules because we think everyone else will.